Spokane County Interim Health Officer Frank Velasquez says there are several at-home COVID tests made up of two types.
There's a difference between an at-home test and an at-home collection kit for a test.
Most of those on the market serve as collection kits. The person who buys the test collects the nasal swab sample at home and sends it to a lab to be diagnosed.
And then these reference laboratories report electronically to, you know, the provider and the public health agencies as needed.
With the newest tests, the person who buys the test collects the sample and then inserts it into the diagnostic tool at home. The sample is analyzed right there, perhaps as quickly as a half hour. But the test kit doesn't have a tool that allows the result to be reported anywhere.
And the more we see of those, the more we'll be concerned about the results not being shared with a health care provider who will then share those with the public health agencies.
That means those agencies aren't able to keep accurate track of how many people who test at home test positive for the virus. But Velasquez says that may soon change.
Many of the companies that are looking at home tests are looking at it with this electronic connection through like a smartphone type encrypted cloud-based system. And there's a few of those that will be coming in the market.
The first is Lucira's test, which received the FDA's emergency use authorization last week. That one is meant for people 14 and older. They're prescribed by providers who suspect the patient may have COVID. But so far, the single-use tests are only available in a few areas. The cost is about $50. Lucira counsels the providers who prescribe the at-home tests to ask patients to report the cases back to them. The company says it expects to have a HIPAA-compliant reporting system ready by February. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.